Hi, my lovely listener, this is Véronique, your host. So before I introduce you to the next guest, I want to make a little announcement. Some of you already know I'm a sound healer now, and I have a new path in my life, and this is fantastic. I love it, and I really want to share my gift with you. So if you're interested about having a sound bath, or if you want to know about sound bath, I do virtual sound bath because I know a lot of you are listening from abroad. So we can do Zoom, we can do YouTube. So if you're looking to relax, realign, and inner peace, offer virtual one-on-one sound healing sessions and online group sound bath designed to help you release stress and restore balance, and using the pure tones of crystal singing bowls and guided meditation, each session is a deeply calming experience from the comfort of your own space. So if you're ready to shift your energy and raise your vibration, visit my website, harmoniousechoes.com, to book your session today. Today, I speak with Casey Garrett. She is a pioneer in the microdosing and healing arts space. She's the founder of Microdosing for Healing and the creator of the Professional Microdosing Facilitator Program, which is training the next generation of conscious wellness professionals. With nearly 30 years of experience and a global community spanning 30 plus countries, Case has guided over 1,400 individuals through microdosing practice in a way that's inspiring, grounded, and refreshingly accessible. Her approach blends science, spirituality, and soul, and her mission is to make transformation not only effective, but also joyful and empowering. Hi, good morning, Casey. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. So today we're going to talk about alternative healing and microdosing. So personally, I don't really know what it is. Of course, I look at your website, your beautiful website. And so I have a lot of questions. And for people who don't know, can you just explain the term for us? What is microdosing?
Yeah, it's my favorite topic. And I love working with beginners who are a clean slate. So I welcome all of your questions, all of your questions. So microdosing, the way I hold this work, it is speaking about taking small subperceptual doses of a psychedelic medicine. I specifically work with psilocybin mushrooms is my specialty, so to speak. But other psychedelics can be used too. So you could microdose LSD, you could microdose Amanita, Muscaria. There's different microdosing medicines. But essentially, it's taking very teeny tiny doses of a psychedelic. So you're not journeying, you're not altered, you're not tripping, you're not going anywhere. You stay on the earth realm. It's more akin to a supplement than it is a pharmaceutical-like experience. And the goal and intent behind it is to accrue the same benefits that you would receive from a higher dose ceremony in small incremental ways that are much more easy to integrate into your day-to-day life.
Is it something you will use like every day because maybe you cannot function? Like people sometimes have like my ex-hairdresser, she smoked weed every day because she said she has ADHD. So without the weed, she cannot function. Yes. And if she would haven't told me, I would have never known, because she looked completely, you know, no problem to me. So is it something that you can do daily, or is it something you do on a special occasion?
I love that. I love that question. She didn't seem like a stoner. I didn't know she was a stoner.
No idea.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's one of the things that sets microdosing so apart from almost anything else people have ever done, because the notion, especially people who are steeped in kind of the pharmaceutical culture, is it's this external substance that I'm taking that's going to have an impact on me. And I have to keep taking it and be reliant on that substance, whatever it is, to keep having the same effect. Mm-hmm. Mushrooms are very, very different in that they are igniting and opening a healing in you that once you heal, you have it forever. It's not reliant on you continuing to microdose. So, for example, I had a grand mal seizure disorder that I developed when I was a teenager. I medicated it with Western Pharma for many years. Nothing quite could cure it or heal it. And when I discovered microdosing, my seizure stopped immediately. And I was very, very happy about that. But also when it was time to take a break from microdosing, I was concerned, were my seizures going to come back once I stopped dosing? and I stopped, and they never came back. So that's one of the things that's really different than almost anything else, any other healing modality, certainly any other substance that people have worked with, is you don't have to keep microdosing. In fact, the goal of microdosing is to not to need to take anything at all.
Oh, that sounds perfect. Would you use it with the Western medicine, or would you replace it? Would that replace
great question. Great question. So both. And so I am a strong believer in both Western, the best of Western medicine has to offer, and the best of earth medicines and natural medicine. So we have plenty of clients who utilize both for different things. Thankfully, we have some tools, and I have colleagues in the space who are trained in Western pharma that they can review everybody case by case and see if any of the medications you're taking are any contraindications. Psilocybin mushrooms are particularly safe. They're so extraordinarily safe. That's why it's kind of extra ironic that they are illegal in most places in the world, because they're so, so safe. Their safety profile is really remarkable. And there's very few substances that you have to worry about in terms of contraindications too. So I'm a strong proponent of both and when it comes to Western pharma and microdosing with mushrooms.
So how do you know that, okay, I can do that, like this is good for me? Because for instance, for myself, I have high blood pressure. So I've been on medication for more than 10 years. I want to get out of it. For that, I need to lose weight. But if I'm still having the weight, so I still have to take those medication, can I microdose with something, mushroom or something else, to lower my blood pressure?
Yes. The way it works, though, it really sets us up to heal at the root cause of what is underlying things. So whereas Western pharma will address a symptom, mushrooms tend to address the underlying symptom that's causing the symptom. So for example, very often it goes straight to nervous system dysregulation. Lots of people's anxiety, addictions, looping behaviors, ADHD, OCD, there's so many conditions that are predicated on our nervous system dysregulation, similar to heart conditions too. A lot of it is environmental, it's stress, it can be in our lineage, right? That runs in the family, physical conditions, but also just the environment and epigenetics that are passed down through the line. So I have seen many people who don't intend to go off medications, but once they start working with mushrooms, they heal the underlying cause and they wind up needing, they can just let go of their medications because they just don't need them anymore to heal. Yeah. So to your specific case, we've had many people who were on blood pressure medication that found that they didn't need it anymore, or they could greatly reduce the doses that they were on once they started working with mushrooms.
And how do you receive the dose? Because people could maybe abuse it. I'm thinking about that. Like, oh, I have to know, this is for the week. I'm going to take in once, and this way I can have a good time today.
That's a great question. I mean, I often remind people, like, it's the mushrooms aren't at fault for any of this. It's our humanness of needing more and needing to, of everything, right? That gets us into trouble, and our tendency to abuse good things, right? So when it comes to mushrooms and dosing, so when we first started off 5 years ago, we taught people to grow your own mushrooms at home. So that's a beautiful way to create a relationship with the medicine. You're less likely to just pop them like they're a pill. You create a relationship kind of like growing your own food or growing your own herb garden. It's very connecting, and you're much more likely to hold the medicine in a certain way when you've grown it yourself, which is really beautiful. So that's a possibility. There's cultivation kits you can purchase to grow at home. You can order the spores online. We, for a long time, had coaching just around that during the pandemic when people had a lot of time on their hands to grow things. Yes. Post-pandemic, though, a lot of people appreciate having finished medicines that are complete. They take the guesswork out of dosing, so you're not having to weigh and chop, you know, and do the legwork to dose. There are some public-facing companies now that have been able to source publicly that you can get safe, high-integrity sourcing that we partner with, who provide medicines for our community and programs.
So you mentioned earlier that it was illegal. So is it legal or illegal? I'm a bit confused.
It's very organic and it's growing. So we have some states are legal. We have some states are in a process of decriminalization. And then we have pockets of counties, cities, towns all around the United States that are legal or decriminalized Wow. within those cities. So it's very patchwork, but we work with people all over the United States and 30 countries around the world. So it's really up to you to assess your risk level. Where are you? What is your life circumstances? Is the healing that you're going to receive worth the risk of getting in trouble? And at this point, there's different religious protections that some people have endeavored to find, like the medicine makers, for example. They're able to make medicines and source people under religious protections in some state jurisdictions.
Okay. I live in California. I'm sure it's legal here. Everything is legal here. And so what do you think so many people are getting sicker and sicker? Because we have so much, we have such a great system, you know, of medication, I guess. But so much advance medically wise. So how come some people are still getting sicker and sicker?
That's a fantastic question. You know, I think we've gotten to the point now where we're in such a mental health crisis now, where so many people are depressed, so many people are anxious, that we have to face that everything we have been doing, the models that we have held out, are not working and are not effective. And so all the talk therapy in the world isn't going to get us to a state of health and well-being. I think our food systems are a really huge part of it. I think our food systems, and also just getting back to nature in general. You know, one of the things I love about microdosing practice, it's healing in so many ways, but it essentially and fundamentally brings us back into connection with the natural world. And especially for all of you who live in a city like Los Angeles, it's a lot of energy, right? It's a lot of intensity and energy when you're living in an urban environment too. So I think it's partly our food systems, partly our environment. And I think we're ready to recreate our healing system to address how healing actually works, versus just kind of symptom management.
Mm-hmm. Do you think some daily habits can help in the long-term health? Like you talk about nature. So I guess maybe walking every day, you know, maybe in a park or a forest. I think in the long term, I know it's really good for you. But people need to add that. I don't know what kind of role, you know, do simple daily habits would play in the long
term health. And the beauty is a lot of the natural things are accessible to most of us around the world freely, right? One of the things I recommend most to people is moving, you know, walking and being in nature. Sometimes it's really nice to take your microdose in the morning and then walk your dog or go to a park and then be outside, be truly connected, have your feet in nature, have your feet on the earth again. Some of us don't ever touch the earth, right? Right? We could go a long time and be like, wow. Also, sunlight is hugely, hugely healing. Like, we have always, you know, since ancient times, worshiped the sun. And we remember that, like our body remembers that. And so we've been so averse to these things and hiding from the sun, right? And sunlight is bad. It's one of the most healing things I share with people when they're starting a microdosing practice is to get out first thing in the morning and get natural sunlight on your eyes. No sunglasses. Yeah. Just get the light, the natural sunlight on your eyes within the first hour or two of sunlight every day. It is tremendously healing for your sleep, extremely healing for your sleep. And when you sleep better, everything changes. When you sleep better, you eat better. When you eat better, you exercise. When you exercise, you lose weight and you feel better energetically. So microdosing is really, oftentimes people come to me and go, can I lose weight from microdosing? Can I drink less alcohol? You know, I've been leaning on the wine too hard. Like, can this practice help me manage these habits or let go of some lifestyle things? Yes. But it's really, what it really is, it's like this beautiful cascade that happens when you start microdosing. You just feel so much better that it leads to other healthier choices that contribute to your overall healing.
Yeah, I like that. So yeah, starting right in the morning with natural light, your eyes, and then, you know, you sleep better, you eat better, you exercise. And for you, what would be the perfect healthcare system? Because right now, it's not perfect. So could it be like a mix of the two? Like, it would be, could you say a proactive and empowering healthcare model? So what would that look like for you?
Ooh, that's a juicy question. If I could have the healthcare system of my dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think we would lead from a systemic level, right? I think a lot of us it's we can do all the healing in the world, but if our systems that we're living under are creating harm, right, at the top, like that's where when we empower ourselves with these natural methods, we feel better and we have the energy to start to change the way we live, change our society, change our lifestyle practices, change our community, community by community. And then in terms of the healing system, I would love for more of our healthcare system to be focused on preventative health, preventative healing, yes. So that we don't even develop these conditions and treat them with pills after the fact, but instead we're actually really in touch with our bodies, in touch with our intuition. We have a whole host of natural remedies to use as interventions before we get to the medical interventions. I think medicine is an amazing profession, but it's an intervention that should be an emergency, not the first line. And we've just set it up so that's like our first line of we wait till things get so bad and we're so out of balance that our body develops illness. So I think starting with prevention is huge. And I think next year and the coming years, you know, so many people are going to, as things stand, lose their health insurance. Yeah. And health insurance is going to be skyrocketing. And so I'm really focusing on advocacy and education at this point to let people know all of this, you know, nature's pharmacy is substantial, right? And mushrooms grow all over the world. They're very accessible. They're very easy to grow. And if we can treat depression and anxiety with a naturally occurring substance, it's going to support all of those people that can no longer afford their prescription drugs.
Because when you microdose, that's not covered under health insurance. I guess that's from your own pocket. Mm-hmm. Is it affordable?
I'm sorry?
Is it affordable? Is it like
yes.
Expensive?
Yes. I mean, everybody will dose at a different amount of microdosing. And we tend to recommend in our community and programs, people dose for about 6 weeks at a time, then kind of assess their dose, then continue. Most people tend to dose for no longer for than 3 to 4 months. Okay. And they have significant shifts within that time. At that time, people reassess. You know, a lot of times the way it works is people will practice with us for 3 or 4 months, then they'll feel better, go on with their life. And then a year later, they're like, now I want to work on this thing. Like a year ago, I had headaches and I came for headaches. Yeah. I don't have headaches anymore. But a year later, now they want to work on their emotional life or their spiritual development or something different. So people come back to it, but they're not reliant on it.
Do you have a different product for each maybe ailment or each, you know, issue you could have? Like depressed, take mushroom. Your shoulder is hurting, take small dose of LSD. Did you say LSD earlier? Something like that?
That's a great question. Is there a different medicine for different ailments? Yeah. Absolutely. We talk about this a lot as guides around the world because we all specialize in different medicines. Like my medicine is mushrooms. So there's certain things that are really beautiful. Like anytime someone has any kind of nervous system condition, headaches, concussion, TBI, any kind of nervous system dysregulation or a condition or illness that's tied to nervous system, mushrooms are always going to be my first choice. They're always really wonderful and supportive for any kind of like women's reproductive dysregulation. So if your periods are all over the place, if you're in perimenopause, if you have really extreme periods like PMDD, where just before your period, it's really hard to manage life, right?
Yeah.
Mushrooms are really supportive for that too. And also really incredibly supportive for depression. So if people have a tendency to go inward, when you get out of balance, you kind of withdraw, you isolate. If you do things that harm yourself, you know, fall into bad habits, mushrooms are almost always really supportive for people who tend to get depressed when they get out of balance. But other things, like specific things like sleeping, for example, if someone is having trouble sleeping, I'll recommend the sunlight in the morning. But Amanita muscaria is a different medicine. It's a different mushroom. It's the cute little red mushroom with the white dot, the Alice in Wonderland mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a very different mushroom with a very different spirit to it. And it's really, really incredible for helping sleep, people getting deep, restful sleep. So I can't tell you how many people in our community, they're like, I haven't slept through the night in 17 years. And they start microdosing with Amanita. 2 years for you. All right. Well, we know your first medicine.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're just amazed at after just a few days, they're sleeping through the night and they're just, this is the first time I've slept 8 hours since I was a kid. Yeah.
Do you take it, does it come, if I don't want to grow my own mushroom, for instance, and I, you know, buy it from a guide, does it come as a pill or do you have to put it in a tea? What form?
They're all different. Yeah. The medicine makers are of all kinds of creative solutions now. So some make tinctures, some make capsules, some make tablets, some make edibles like gummies. Some make chocolates if you're a chocolate person. So Amanita is the only one. So Amanita is the only natural medicine that cannot be grown by humans, which I love this about her. So Amanita, the way the red mushroom only grows in the redwood forest. It has a special relationship with the soil and the trees under which it grows. And it has to be those perfect combinations. So only nature can make Amanita. So Amanita tends to come in its pure form and dried and then processed by the medicine keeper, and usually in the form of capsules. But psilocybin comes in a wide variety of formulas.
That's another mushroom. That's a different kind of mushroom?
Yes.
Okay. I love that. You know, actually, I'm sure we have all the medication we need on Earth with nature. I remember watching on a documentary on Africa, and they were showing all the plants and everything you needed for depression, PMS, blood pressure. Everything was in the plants. And I was like, oh, my God, we had everything there. And it's crazy that, you know, medication is it's a big business. So, of course, they're going to push that to you first.
You nailed it. Yeah.
That's sad. And so you created a training for coaches and people who want to guide other people. So when did you create that training?
So originally, back in 2020, I had Healing Arts Studio. So we did massage and meditation and yoga and all the things. And I was in Northern California at the time. And so we were shut down for a long time in California during the pandemic. Yeah. And so I had to do something to sustain my closed studios. And I was like, well, what can I do that's healing, that's supportive for the community? And at the time, microdosing had been personally incredibly healing for me, but just a handful of my friends and family and staff knew and participated in this. And I thought, well, while we're closed, why don't I create a program that is based on what I wish I would have had to kind of help me through the first 6 weeks, because it was such an interesting experience. And it was like unlike anything I had ever experienced. I was like, this happened and this happened. And so I created a group program and a curriculum for people back in 2020. And now we've had probably 1,400 people through that original program. And then the question came, you know, a lot of people have a really profound experience. They heal physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And they're like, I think I want to do this. Like, I think I want to support other people. How do I learn to do that? And so we created, out of our programs came our community, and then out of our community and people wanting to support other people in this work, we have a training program that teaches people to be a guide and how to accompany people in this process.
Mm. How long is the training? Did you say 6 weeks or more?
12 weeks. Professional training. Yeah. The personal programs are 6 weeks long, and then the professional training is 12 weeks long.
Mm. Any good success story? Maybe one of your clients like came with something very big and you help him or her.
Yeah, so many. Yeah. I think that the most gratifying thing is watching people. I've had so many people come to mushrooms who never in a million years thought that they would be working with psychedelics. They're almost like, I can't. They're like, I'm not this person. Like, I don't even know how I got here, right? But it tends to be people who are so devoted to their healing, and they're suffering with something they've had for many, many years, and they've tried everything. They've tried every pill, every program, every training. They've been to every specialist. And lots of times they have kind of been resigned to the fact that this is something they're going to have to live with in this lifetime. And to see them heal from this thing. It's just, it's the most wonderful, fulfilling, remarkable thing in the world. It never gets old. So to be able to see that in people, and sometimes it's physical things like chronic conditions that people have lived with, chronic pain conditions, autoimmune disorders, extreme PMDD, really debilitating things that people are like, oh my God, I have my life back. Like, yeah. I have my life back again. The ability for people who've had chronic depression their whole life or always had anxiety that was debilitating and really made them live their life so small that they couldn't really fully engage with life, to be able to see them grow and heal and have a completely different experience and perspective of their life and what their potential is in this lifetime. Yeah, there's nothing else like it.
What are the misconceptions about microdosing? I'm sure there's a lot. You said like people who thought, I don't want to work a psychedelic. I don't want to be stoned all day. Is there anything else?
You just hit one. You just hit a primary one. Yeah. I mean, that's a big one is like all of us who were like the Gen X kids, we were just grew up like steeped in that, right? They just say no and drugs are going to fry your brain. And psychedelics really got lumped into all of that fear propaganda. So I think for certain generations, there's a lot of deconditioning to do and continuing to remind people these are natural. Like mushrooms are as natural as eating an apple. Mm. Truly, like they're grown by nature.
It's true.
They are healing. And they are nutritious for our souls, just like apples are nutritious for our bodies. So that's the big one, I think, for certain generations. I think the misconception around we're so steeped in pharmaculture that this is a pill. Like this is a pill that's going to change us. Yeah. And I need to take it every day for the rest of my life. It's actually the opposite. It's you that's doing the healing. And when you grow and you heal, you get to keep it. And that's a big misconception. And then I would say that probably the one I hear more than any other is people saying, I can't be weird. Like, I can't be stoned. I can't be trippy. I don't want to be like that weird, like just saying weird shit at work. Like, I can't do that. I can't be weird. I have kids. I have responsibilities.
Weird.
Right. And so that's a big misconception. And so the nice part about microdosing is it's so subtle. It's so gentle. I'm like, it's you're going to feel benefits, but you're not going to be altered in any way. It's sub-perceptual. And what's so beautiful is people step into it and they're like, within a few days, they're like, oh my gosh, like I'm not weird. I'm actually better in every way. And so people get their confidence really fast that it's the opposite because you're more articulate, you're more dialed in, you're more clear, you're more focused, your reflexes are better, your timing is better. Wow. You're just kind of optimized very efficiently and very naturally. And so you still feel like you, it's just you're kind of a better version of you. And so it's funny looking back, like my clients that were most concerned about being weird and feeling weird, they're like the biggest acolytes now of this practice. Yeah, sure. And they're like, why isn't everybody doing this? Like, I'm better at everything in every way. And we'll get there.
Is there an age what you would cut off? You would say, okay, now you cannot start or you cannot take it anymore. Like, how young can you start, for instance?
So you were saying,
you were a teenager when you had issues.
Great question. This is so timely because we do have a ton of parents coming to us now. All of the guides, we always talk about this. We have a lot of parents coming to us going, can this help my child?
Yeah.
Because the youngest generations are really, really struggling right now. Understandably so. Our community, I've supported people from 19 to 91. So I have a lot of clients who are older and I have a lot of younger people. And when it comes to supporting children, I have mostly tended to get parents of children who have had seizures because they hear my story, they've tried everything, and they're very motivated to try whatever is going to work. And so typically how I work with children with parents is the parents work with me first. So I want the parents to start microdosing to get into relationship with the medicine, understand how it works, how it feels, get really comfortable and confident. And then it's the parent who's supporting their child, not me. So they get the education and the support from me in their personal practice. And then it's up to the parent to work with their child. But we are, it's a beautiful question because a lot of parents are looking for alternatives to chemical, you know, remedies and antidepressants. And we're really starting to see, I think in young people now, a lot of it, I think ultimately it'll be evident and obvious that it was, they were put on prescription drugs at a very, very young age.
Yeah, especially all those kids who have ADHD or or some, you know, there's a lot of, you know, kids with autism, you know, things like that. And they are just on medication right away. That's the first thing they think. So, and the fact that you say that could be fixed in 6 weeks or I don't know how many months, and you don't have to take it anymore because you're cured. Instead of taking medication, I've been taking my medication for more than 10 years now. So I really want to get rid of it because I'm sure in the long term it's not perfect. What would you think? So if, for instance, I go to my regular doctor and I say, hey, I started microdosing.
Great question too. I love this question. This question has come such a long way in the last few years. So 5 years ago when I was first starting out, you couldn't. You just couldn't. Like, first of all, like, there was so much stigma, for one. And also, most doctors had never even heard of it. They were like, what? What are you doing? And so when I shared with my doctors that I wanted to go off, I was on heavy medication, pharma for my seizures, and they were completely unsupportive. But gratefully, I did it anyway. Yeah. And I think unfortunately, so much corporate medicine is driven by liability at this point. Rather than what is possible, it's a defensive posture of like, what's the worst that could happen and defending against possibility that could come back to them, which I understand it's how the system works, right? So, however, now we're in such a different place. Like, I really noticed a huge shift about 2 years ago where I would just kind of see doctors and nurses and clinicians like checking it out and listening and learning. But it wasn't until about 2 years ago, they started applying for my programs. And every group I had, I would have doctors in it. I've had surgeons in it. Yeah, I've supported many, many doctors, actress, lots and lots of psychologists, lots of cognitive behavioral therapists. And when I asked them, like, what changed, right? Yeah. Like, what brought you from a position of just kind of watching and the stands to like getting into the arena and participating? And they said two things. One was, especially after COVID, they were so depleted and burnt out, depressed and anxious, and they were struggling. Like, they were struggling personally, and everything they had learned in school wasn't enough to support them. They realized they needed something else for themselves. And so they wanted to heal and get support personally was the first reason. The second reason, they said, our patients can't stop asking. They were like, our clients, and we have to know. And even if we're not going to provide this work in our practice, we have to get educated and fluent because there's something to this. Like, there's something happening, and we need to be able to be knowledgeable enough to provide this as an option for when our clients and patients, when it is a suitable option. At this point now, it's so remarkable. Like, in my last group program, I had four people within one group who were all on pharmaceutical medications. And they had all come into the program wanting to get off their pharma eventually. None of them, it was pressing, but they said, if I start to feel a lot better and I don't need my medications anymore, I'd like to go off at some point. Well, they surprised me like in week three. they all showed up together, and all four of them had gone to their doctors and prescribers and told them they were microdosing, told them they felt great, told them they wanted to go off their prescription drugs. And I was like, how did it go? And it was pretty remarkable. Four out of four, all four of them were supportive. Oh. They got full support. They celebrated that they were doing well. They weren't fearful that they were doing well and doing better. And 3 out of the 4 actually asked them, keep me posted how it goes because I would like to learn more, which is hugely different than just 5 years ago. So it's changing and it's changing really quickly.
That's how you know you're legit and you made it. The doctor, I'm coming your way.
They need it. I mean, I have so much empathy and compassion. I work with a lot of doctors and colleagues who are doctors and trying to work within the system that is so dysfunctional. You know, they have so much heart and so much dedication and passion. Like it's a lot to become a doctor.
People don't know
like the sacrifice you make because you care. And they care so much. And it's so hard for them to do their best work when so much of their work is directed and held within this really dysfunctional profit-driven system. So for them to kind of have an opportunity to step outside of the box and experiment with different modalities and different ways of things, it's been really, really wonderful to have opportunities to cross-pollinate. And have within a group, we always have doctors and psychotherapists and surgeons combining that with massage therapists and sound healers and hypnotherapists. And so that it's really beautiful. Yay. It's fantastic. You know.
Yeah.
And so we all have so much to bring to bear and so much to learn from one another. So yeah, I'm grateful for all the change.
Yeah. I can see in the future microdosing with Western medication being like acupuncture. Because I'm sure at the beginning, the doctor was like, we don't know what that is. But now, you know, I had issue with fertility and my doctor was like, you know, if you combine the treatment we're going to do with acupuncture, and actually, yeah, you work really well. So maybe that's the future for you. Do you want to ask something? A question I didn't ask or for the listeners?
You asked such a great question. I mean, you asked all the questions that everybody always asks. Perfect questions. Yeah. I think over time, I think one of the important pieces, a lot of times people ask, like, can I just do this on my own? Like, do I need someone else to help me do this? Like, it seems pretty straightforward. Right.
And at the beginning, you need guidance.
It is. And so I honor that because I did it myself. You know, I didn't know what I was doing. And when I started out, I met a medicine maker. But other than that, I was kind of on my own, like figuring it out. And so it's almost like the difference between when you're learning anything new, it's you can kind of hack at it at your own and kind of make mistakes and be confused along the way. Or if you have, you know, someone, a mentor, a teacher, a guide, who has walked this road ahead of you, you can get so much more out of it. Connect the dots faster, see how the medicine is working with you. And particularly when you're in a group or community experience, to have that power of reflection in the group. So you're not only learning from your own experience, you get to learn from everybody else's experience too. And people saying, oh, I combined it with this, and this was really effective and impactful. Or I changed my dose to this time of day, and this was the difference it made. So all these little nuances of practice that make it more of a practice and less just to taking a pill. Right. And so when you're working with somebody, it just helps you orient your practice in such a different way and also helps you see the growth that is happening because we humans don't do subtlety very well. So it's very common for clients to go, you know, I feel more uplifted. I definitely feel more calm. I definitely feel more focused. My memory is better. But other than that, not much has happened. But then they share, they keep talking, and they listen to somebody else. And it's like, oh, actually, I realize I haven't taken my ADHD medication in 3 weeks. You know, and sometimes we don't realize these things until we have somebody to reflect it to. So that's the power of having somebody by your side, I think.
Yeah. So, and that's also a good thing too, from being, you know, a passive patient, being more active, you know, in your health. Then like participating more in your health.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what you're doing and taking responsibility for your own health, I guess.
Yeah, and understanding yourself and connecting with your body again. Yeah. One of the things I love that's remarkable is when we start working with mushrooms and we go over people, the other medications and the supplements they're on, sometimes it's very often the first time they've ever sat down to really think about their other medications. how long they've been on it, why they went on it in the first place. We get to talk about that, what was going on in your life when you first went on this, and explore that. That's often always tied to what brought them to microdosing, is like that original thing. And so it really brings people into presence with their own body, their own spirit, their own intentions for their lives when they get to analyze the things that they're eating and drinking and taking into their body every day.
Yeah, the thing I don't really like, you know, like in regular medicine is like they never tell you, they never talk to you about, you know, getting out of it, getting off of the medication. For my whole life, I'm going to take that. I'm sorry, I'm not the same person when I started taking them. It's because I put a lot of weight when I got pregnant. And I got pregnant, you know, in late 30s. So, of course, you're going to get gestational diabetes and blood pressure from the pregnancy. Okay, my baby is 12 now. So can I get out of this medication? Because I don't think blood pressure, you know. Anyway, so, but doctor, yeah, they never talk about, you know, oh, now you can stop taking the medication. You don't have the same issues. Maybe do something else, but
that's a great point.
I never had this conversation.
That's a great, great point. And a lot of medications, pharmaceutical medications, were never studied or designed to be used for long-term use. Most of the antidepressants on the market have never been studied beyond 2 years. And how many people do we know that have been on antidepressants for 10, 20, 30 years sometimes? And so they have never studied what happens to you beyond, you know, that long-term use. Yeah. So it's a very, very good point you make. And I find it so valuable in talking with people about their experience of their medications, what's their relationship with it like, when did you go on it? Because it's always really, when we go back to that point in life that people went on the medication, it's usually a symptom has taken hold, right? And it's become so disruptive that it needs to be medicated for. Not enough prescribers take the time to address what's going on in someone's life that's prompting the symptom, because very often the symptom is pointing straight toward our healing. So something is surfacing around, you know, it could be a rite of passage, usually around pregnancy, childbirth, perimenopause, menopause, these times in our life that are inflection points, right? And things come up, and they come up because we're ready and we're resourced to hold them. And that's a time where a healer, a guide, a doctor can step in and go, let me support you moving through this difficult thing. Let's get underneath what is surfacing. But so often it just gets a prescription. Right? Here's a prescription. I'll send you on your way. And so the symptom is stopped, but the underlying cause of what was there in the first place never really gets addressed. And that's where I think natural medicines work so differently. They help us access those things that have been held for oftentimes many decades.
Oh, and then your body remember. Well, Casey, thank you very much for the conversation. I loved it. Loved it. And I'm going to have a talk to my doctor soon. It's time.
I was thinking about it. So a strategy for if you're listening and you want to bring it up to your doctor, typically what I'll recommend people is use the old, you know, I read about this thing, or I have a friend, you know, I have a friend who told me about this thing, just wanted to get your thoughts. Because sometimes you'll be really surprised. Like the people who often think there's no way my doctor, there's no way my therapist would support this, they'll surprise you these days. And so it's nice to kind of raise a hypothetical just to kind of take the temperature, get a sense of their knowledge and their background and see if they've done any investigation of it. And then you'll know if you can have a conversation.
Yeah. All right. I'll let you know.
Yes, too.
Well, thank you. I will put all the information from your website on the show notes. If people want to contact you, coaches or guides, if they want to do the training, really important. And, you know, hopefully we can try to balance a little bit medication, nature, and maybe one day nature will take over. Hopefully.
Yes. Wouldn't that be great?
Perfect. That would be great. Thank you, Casey.
Thank you.
And good luck on anything you're doing right now.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hi, my lovely listeners. Thank you so much for listening to my last episode. I really appreciate it. Some of you already know I'm a sound healer now and I have a new path in my life. And this is fantastic. I love it. And I really want to share my gift with you. So if you're interested about having a sound bath or if you want to know about sound bath, you can just send me an email. I will put everything in the show notes. And this way you can have a look and just contact me through my website. So if you're looking to relax, realign, and reconnect with your inner peace, let's have a virtual sound healing sessions designed to help you release stress and restore balance using the pure tones of crystal singing bowls and guiding meditation. Each session is a deeply calming experience from the comfort of your own space. Shift your energy and raise your vibration. Visit my website, harmoniousechoes.com, to book your session today.